Hi, welcome back to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm Janice Mary, your host, and I'm so glad you're back joining us. We have so much to talk about today, so many interesting things. So this is a place where we talk about how to connect to this divine energy that lives within us, our soul or our consciousness or our higher self. Whatever you want to label it is fine with me, you know, just as long as you make an attempt to reach that higher self, that soul self, to help you in your life, to guide you in your life. I know my own connection to my soul has changed my life in so many beautiful ways, and that's why I'm here trying to share all that I've learned and continue to learn. So I hope you hop on to this journey with me and continue connecting and learning about your spiritual journey. And as always, if you ever have any questions, you know, please comment, and I'd be happy to answer them for you. So this week, as always in my therapy practices, I always find this really interesting that the problems that people come in with seem to be similar. I don't know why that happens. And so when I connect to my soul energy, it feels like I'm giving the same answer to everybody. But it's just kind of how that works sometimes. It's very, very cool. So this week, a lot of people were in a lot of fear. Maybe because of the 9/11 anniversary, which is completely understandable, but just very fearful thoughts, very scared thoughts, and very doubting thoughts. So when I go into my soul energy, I just get images and ideas and impressions that might be different than me, Janice, the psychotherapist. And a lot of times I actually just combined what I feel from my soul energy and also what I've learned intuitively just from working with people. So this week I was given the image of, you know, when we're in those lower thoughts, those fearful thoughts, those scared thoughts, we're like in the basement of our house. So if you visualize that, that can be helpful. And when we move into the soul energy, we are coming upstairs, and the soul gives us a completely different perspective. And upstairs, there's more windows and there's more light, and the energy is different, and we feel better upstairs than we do in our basements, or, you know, for most of us anyway. So it's just a good visual, and it's a good way to kind of think about it. So that's what I've been trying to explain to my clients. You know, you really are in the basement with your thoughts, and that's okay. You know, when we get triggered, we're right there in the basement, and a lot of times I'm right there too. But as we sit in the basement, we could kind of dwell in those thoughts and watch them increase and go in circles and create more bad thoughts and more anxieties. And anxiety seems to breed anxiety. So as we're sitting in the basement, what we could do is ask our soul for help. You know, just as simple as that. Can you help me? I know I'm in the basement of my thoughts and I want to rise above. And I want to see all the situations in my life differently. And I know when I'm upstairs and I'm in that different perspective, I do see things differently. And I have to remember that. So it's a real draw to help us to ask to be released from the mind, from the body, from the limitations. And, you know, when we can do that, it's really pretty miraculous. And we feel better much, much quicker. Triggered states don't have to last days and weeks. They can be cut down to hours and even minutes. That's really up to us. So I will say to my clients all the time, I'll say, well, you know, do you want to continue to live in these thoughts and then live out these thoughts? Because when we're in all these negative thoughts, we tend to live in them and we tend to act from those thoughts. So it's almost like making plans when you're in a very negative space. Any plan you make when you're feeling bad is not going to really come out so great. So if we're planning a party and we're depressed and anxious and fearful, the party might look very different if we were planning that party when we were in a really great mood and positive and feeling good and happy and supported. You know, it would be two totally different parties that we plan. So that's why it's important for us to think about this, that when we are in those negative states, we are in the basement and then we're creating from that. When we're in our soul energy, we naturally float upstairs and that soul energy just lifts us out of those thoughts and those anxieties. It's a higher level of thinking. And to reach it, all we have to do is ask, meditate, go for a walk, ask for a sign, realize the importance of stopping the negative thoughts from continuing. If you can't stop them, to distract out of them. If you can't distract out of them, sometimes exercise can help. And then sometimes it's just a matter of time. Time has to pass, and then you start to feel a little bit better. But it has never fails that if you're in a bad place and you ask for help, you're going to get it. So that's the most important thing, is to recognize that there is another place to go, that you don't have to stay in the basement and be locked down there, that your soul can open the door to the basement and usher you up the stairs with love and kindness. The soul is never mad at us for being in the basement or for having bad thoughts or for feeling scared. The soul completely understands from our perspectives, from a human perspective, how scary life can be. It's just that when you're in the soul energy, the knowing and knowledge that you have when you're in that energy is so much different, and you just feel so much better. There's a knowing that you're safe. There's a knowing that you're loved. There's a knowing that you're eternal. There's just all these different knowings that you would never feel in the basement of your home. You know, you just wouldn't feel it. So it's really important for us to reach for these higher states. And the more you do, it's cumulative. It's almost like learning that new language. The more you practice, if you're learning Italian or Spanish, the better you get at the language. So the more you ask, the more you receive, the more you receive, the more you learn. So every go around, you know, you learn more and more and more. So every time I end up in the basement, which I do very often, I always learn something as I come out and I go back into that soul energy and feel the difference and feel the wisdom that the soul holds, that our spirit holds, that our divine self holds. And it's an amazing, amazing journey. And you'll notice that even the things that you learn will change. You know, I've read books in the past, and I think I've read a lot of spiritual books when I was in the basement. So I was getting a completely different interpretation of them. So now that I'm out of the basement most of the time and I'm upstairs, I've gone back to reread some of the books and look at some of the spiritual learnings and have a completely different experience with them, because I can relate to them on such a different level. Now I kind of know what they're talking about and intuitively understand what they're talking about, where in the past it was much more of a stretch. So the spiritual journey is definitely it's a cumulative thing, and you have to give yourself time to learn and to grow, and to be in this soul energy isn't going to happen all at once. It is going to be gradual. Because our bodies couldn't handle such an immersement of the soul energy all at once. It would probably just kind of break down. So the spirit, as kind as always, does it in a very gradual and a very gentle way. But you will notice over the months and then over the years how much you've changed. And I used to think that it was aging, you know, that just with aging you become wiser and you know more and you're more relaxed. And that might be partially true, but it's not totally true, because I work with a lot of people that are older than me and they are still struggling and they're still most of the time in the basement. And so that's why I'm here, to try to help everybody and myself to continue to challenge ourselves to reach for this higher state, for this higher being, to know that we're so much more than just a human and a body that really breeds a lot of limitations. So when you see yourself as free and that you're a spirit, you know, you even can look past your body, and you don't have to believe what, you know, the world has defined things as. You can challenge it, and you don't have to take in these beliefs, and you don't have to feel bad about yourself. The more time you spend in your soul energy, the better you feel about yourself, because you just know who you are. And then you know who everybody else is. So there is no, there's nothing bad about that. And it just will get better and better and better. It doesn't mean that you're not going to end up in the basement. Of course you will. And of course I do all the time, you know, but like I said, I spend less time in the basement now than I ever have. So I encourage you to keep asking for help and to know that what you're thinking isn't who you are. You know, our thoughts is not who we are. If we were just our thoughts, then we wouldn't be appalled by them half the time. And we wouldn't be curious, like, why am I thinking this? You know, why all of a sudden am I thinking about something in the past? Why all of a sudden am I thinking about this person that I haven't thought about in years? You know, why am I thinking these things? The person that is asking why is your soul, is your spirit. The thoughts is from your body and it's from your life experience. You know, your mind is like a computer and it has stored every experience you've ever had and generates thoughts. And your soul can observe them, you know, and can kind of witness them. So when we really realize the limitations of the mind and that the soul is there, and when we reach into the soul, there's such safety, warmth, and love that really helps us to understand the mind much, much better. We can absolutely feel and know the limitations of that and know for a fact that what we think isn't who we are. And this critical mind isn't who we are. And that we can reach past the whole system and directly bypass the mind and go right to the soul. And that's what all of our souls want. That's what we're here. We're here to grow and evolve. And hopefully in time, after generations and generations, that people's egos will not have as much of a say or impact on people as they do now. Most of my clients that I see are struggling with very, very bullying egos. That is really guiding their lives. And in spite of it, a lot of them are still having very good lives because that just shows how active the spirit is within us, that even with the company of a bully half the time in your life, you're still able to do all these wonderful, wonderful things. So that's a lot of credit for us. But it doesn't have to be that hard. We don't have to do it the hard way. We can learn and grow our soul through love. We don't have to do it through so much pain and so much feelings of not feeling worthy, that we don't have to do it that way. So, and here's my cat, Baby Blue, walking across, saying hi. So, you know, that is a really important thing for us to keep in mind. So as I look back to some of my spiritual learnings, some books that I've read, Course in Miracles. When I read the Course in Miracles now, it just makes so much sense. And I could barely understand it when I first read it. I used to go to the workshops all the time with Kenneth Wapnick, and he would kind of interpret the Course in Miracles because I just couldn't understand it. It was just way above my head spiritually. It's not like I wasn't intelligent enough to understand it. I just was not spiritually there. I was in the basement so much that the words in A Course in Miracles, although they felt really, really loving, kind, and comforting, I don't think I believed them. But that was many, many years ago. So as you evolve on your own spiritual journey, you look back at some of the readings or some of the books that you've read, and you will be very surprised and very happy to see how you're advancing because you just understand them on a different level. So that's a very, very cool thing. So I just keep encouraging you to connect to your soul, to ask for help, and to keep visualizing the basement and that you want to go to the main floor where all the windows are. And that's going to help you so much. We want to create from that main floor. You know, we want to create from a place of positivity and love and seeing everybody in seeing yourself and everybody else. And I'll have to say it's much easier when you're upstairs to see everybody as you and to know we're all connected, and to know that my interest is as important as your interest, and feel it and know it, not just hear that that's how we should be and that's how we should think. When you're upstairs and these higher thoughts, you just know it. You know that we're all connected. You feel the connection. You feel other people's feelings. You can sense what they might be struggling with. And sometimes you can feel guides or people that are passed around them. That's what happens when you connect to your soul energy, because your soul energy is your spirit energy, and your spirit energy has access to so much more than we do. So it's really, really fascinating, and a wonderful thing to do is to connect to the soul energy. And, you know, you're really going to benefit from that. So, you know, another recommendation that we can make, you know, if you're trying to connect to the soul energy and you don't feel like you're making progress, is to read spiritual books, is to read anything that appeals to you, because that puts you closer to your soul energy. And as you're reading, you're stopping any kind of thought that's negative, and you're giving your soul a chance to talk to you. So I would read A Course in Miracles. I would read anything that is appealing to you. I still love to read spiritual books because I like to see and hear what is being taught now. You know, a lot of these books that have been written were written many, many years ago. And I like to see if they're saying the same thing. Basically, it's like a little test. I like to see, okay, is there anything new, or are we being told the same thing? And I was listening to an audiobook this week, Paul Selig's. He's a channeler, and he channels a group of spiritual guides. And I would recommend it. The one I'm listening to is called Realization. And in his book, he talks all about the divine that lives within us and how to reach it and how to expand ourselves. And when I listen to his book, it sounds very similar to Course in Miracles. It sounds similar to Laws of Attraction. It sounds similar to Eckhart Tolle. It sounds pretty much similar to what we've been learning, which is very validating to me, because it seems like we're getting the same message over and over. And that's important for us to know. And when I go into my soul energy and I feel those things and hear those things, when I'm out of that energy and I listen to somebody else that's getting the same information put in a completely different way, but basically the same information, it's very validating. And it's very exciting that we can kind of prove that from all these different guides that we're learning about ourselves and about why we're here and how we can advance and how we can evolve. So I would highly recommend his book. It's so, so interesting. And his guides talk in a very metaphoric way, in a very similar way that I get when I go into my soul energy. And when I write my posts, they do tend to use metaphors, because it's easier, I think, for us to learn spiritual truths in that way. It makes it a lot easier. Like the basement and the first floor is easy for me to understand. And in his book, he uses the piano and the lower octaves and the higher octaves, and how beautiful the higher octaves are. And that's more of the positive, and the lower octaves are more the lower. And he calls it the living in the upper room, which is with in our soul and our higher self, is the upper room, he calls it. So very similar, and very wise and very interesting. So I would highly recommend that. And you know, when I listen to that, it just is very confirming for me that we are evolving. You know, that it's time for us to move away from our thoughts and not let us keep creating from our thoughts. Because when we do, we will get what we're living in. So if we're living in the basement, we're going to get more negativity, more anxiety, and more fear. If we're living on the first floor, we're going to get more love, more manifestation, we're going to get more comfort, and we're going to get more spiritual knowledge. So it's in our best interest to move out of the basement and to really evolve. Because if you don't, we get lost in the basement, and really there's just nowhere to go. You just go in circles with negativity. So it's not really a very good place for any of us to stay. So we really do have to encourage ourselves to move out of that and to see and to really ask our soul to lift us. When our soul lifts us, we can see the truth of other people. And so then we treat them differently. We treat ourselves differently, and we treat other people differently. And we know that we are definitely connected, and that when I look at another person, now I see myself, no matter what's going on with the other person. There's very little judgment, because there's just understanding. The soul energy is probably the most amazing bunch of therapists that I've ever met, because in that soul energy, there's nothing but understanding. There's no evaluations. There's only unconditional love and a higher perspective. So where I used to think about in a certain way about certain situations, I no longer think that way. My belief system has really kind of exploded, imploded, or whatever you want to call it, because a lot of the things that I used to believe and what the world tells us, I no longer believe. And that does take some time, because if you do believe the things of the world, then you're going to feel not enough, because the world does speak of limits, you know, and that you can only do so much and you can only achieve so much. And that if you're not a certain way, that you're basically not good enough. And we can't listen to that anymore. We've had enough of that with the ego. And the way out of that is really to go into your soul energy, give yourself a break, give yourself a beautiful time out to sit in the energy of love. It is like going to heaven, you know, and just resting for a little bit. And we all need that kind of rest. And it's so helpful for us to take that kind of rest. So I would highly recommend it. And I recommend any spiritual books that just resonate with you, that your soul brings to you. It never ceases to amaze me that a book will always come my way when I need it the most, or when I'm supposed to learn something new. And our soul and our guides and people that look out for us arrange all that. So you know that you're very, very well taken care of and guided if you're paying attention. And if you want to learn, you know, if you want to really grow your soul, if you really want to do what you're meant to do here, connecting to your soul is the way to go. Because then through love, through confidence, you're going to create in a completely different way. And your soul will help you and guide you. And it doesn't have to be through pain. You know, we'll learn that way, and your soul will still grow even if you stay in the basement, but you don't have to. You know, you can grow through love and through help and support. So really the choice is always ours. So I think a lot of the spiritual teachings is just more of an encouragement to decide to do it differently and to erase some of those grooves in your mind that keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. You know, the biggest thing I'll always say to all my clients is, you do not deserve this. You don't deserve to talk to yourself this way. You would never talk to anybody this way. You don't deserve it, and nor does anybody else deserve it. No matter what they're doing in their lives, no matter what their lives look like, you don't know where they come from. You don't know their prior experiences. And how can we judge? How can we judge another person? I may act in a way that's very different based on my life experiences and than somebody else. So who are any of us to judge, to judge it, you know? But that's that knowing that you get when you're more and more in that soul energy. You start to see that everybody is the same, and that even though, you know, people may act in ways we might not prefer, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that they're not part of this beautiful divine spirit that we all come from. And it doesn't mean they're not worthy, that they very, very much are. And that people that are having a lot of internal pain will act out that externally. So anytime I see somebody acting in a way that's attacking or really angry or really, you know, in a very difficult way to be around, then I know that their inner pain is so bad that they can't even contain it. A lot of people will contain their inner pain and won't take it out on other people. And some people can't. They can't contain that inner pain. So it just gets thrown on everyone around them. And I have a lot of compassion for people like that because we're all like that. We all have inner pain. It's just some of us can hide it better than others. So to judge someone for their inner pain would be judging myself for inner pain. And I don't do that anymore because when I'm in the soul energy, I know the reason why I'm in so much pain is because I'm in the basement. And if I really knew my worth and if I really knew my truth, then I wouldn't be in any pain because there's no regret, there's no remorse, there's no mistakes, there's only growth. And so where's the pain? There is no pain. There's no need to be successful because when you're in the soul energy, you feel like a rock star. You know, you are the rock star in your soul energy. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to accomplish anything. You don't need to make tons of money. You don't need to do any of that when you're in the soul energy. So when you really, really feel that, you realize, well, if I was in that energy all the time, then I really wouldn't have any pain and I really would be much, much more pleasant to be around. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't have access to information to help them to go within and to connect to the soul energy. And some people do, you know, naturally. They don't need to read a book. They just naturally know how to do it. So, but if you are working and your coworkers are difficult to be around and you're having a hard time with them, you just have to kind of look at them and say, wow, you know, if they must be in a lot of pain for them to take that pain out on me. I think the challenge is not to take other people's pain personally, because when we do, that's when we react to it. When we know that somebody's having a hard time and that's the reason they're attacking us, then we don't react to it. But if we believe what they're saying, which a lot of times if we're not in the soul energy, we do, because it's just a confirmation of what we've been saying to ourselves, which is we're not good enough. So then when someone attacks you, it just confirms, oh, you see, there I go, I'm not good enough. Then that is why we take things personally. We wouldn't take things personally if we didn't believe it, but we truly believe it because we have been saying it to ourselves this whole time. So of course we believe it, and of course we take everything personally because we believe our thoughts, so that it always goes back to that. So the challenge is to say, that is not true. None of that is true. And when you're in the soul energy, you really do feel none of that is true. And you know none of that is true. So it's very easy not to take things personally, to be able to look at people clearly, to look into their eyes and see them, and to know that who they are, to know that they have a beautiful soul within them, and that they're living in the basement. And they're just lost. You know, they don't know how to get upstairs. You know, they're just, the lights are out and they're in the basement and it's cold and it's dark and it's horrible and they're lashing out at you for help. So it's up to us to help people to evolve a little bit, to say, you know, to give them compassion and help. I know when I'm throwing myself back in the basement, you know, I'll read a book or I'll meditate or I'll go for a walk or one of my friends will help me out of the basement, you know, or I'll ask my soul and that will help me out of the basement. So these are our challenges, and it is a wonderful challenge because we love a challenge. And so I challenge you to really connect to your soul. so that you can stumble upon these truths and these knowings, so that you can write your own book, or you can have your own channel, and you can help people too, so that there'll be more people evolving out of the mind, out of the ego, and you know, be saying the same thing and be helping people to see who they truly are, not that they're not this horrible person that the ego tells them that they are, that they don't have to listen, they don't have to think that they're not good enough, that they have to prove themselves in some way, shape, or form. So this is our learning. And if you're listening to this, you're on your own spiritual journey. You have that quest for knowledge, and there's something inside of you that is just wants you to learn. I used to think sometimes when I was in the basement, like, why do I have to learn? Why do I have to, you know, why do I have to evolve like this? Why am I working so hard? Why am I doing this? And sometimes I would get really frustrated because I just felt like I was always working. And then when the magic of going into my soul energy happened, because that was the gift for this work, all this work that I've been doing was to really experience my soul energy. When that gift came to me, I now knew why I was doing what I was doing, and that this is the most important thing I could have ever been doing, because the effect that this has on my life, and then every life that I touch, is a trickle-down effect, and it's the same thing for you. You can really see people, and you can see yourself in other people, and you can see when they're in pain, and you can see when they need help, and when they need unconditional love, and when you need it, you know, and you have compassion. You have a lot of compassion for yourself, and you have a lot of compassion for other people. And that just changes everything. It's just the biggest game changer ever, ever. So I hope that this helps. I hope this resonates with you. I hope this encourages you to jump into your soul energy, to feel all the wonderful, wonderful things it has to offer. You know, to explore your life from the first floor of your home, where the windows and the shades and are open, and the birds are chirping and the sun is shining, and you create from there. That you stop creating from the basement of I'm not good enough and I'm not enough. So walk up the stairs with your soul side by side and feel the love that gets extended to you. And that will help pull you out of the basement and hopefully keep you out so that you can learn some of these truths. So have a beautiful, wonderful day, and we'll talk again soon. Take care. Bye.